You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Question of the day, what's something that getting sick ruined for you? 713-572-4610. Because Joe Espada, yesterday, obviously the manager of your Astros, he seemed to be a little bit ill, and that took him away from being able to manage the club yesterday. Thankfully, he left it in the capable hands of Omar Lopez, bench coach, and he was able to oversee a 4-0 victory over the Rockies, including some lineup changes that I imagine weren't Omar Lopez himself. I imagine that was just the conversation with the manager.
Yeah.
We were talking about it in the break. I really did appreciate seeing Yordan hit second. Obviously, the results were good. 2-for-2, 2 walks. Like, that's really good. But then I feel like having Correa behind him, and I understand, like, the idea of protection. Jeff Bagwell's on the broadcast yesterday kind of poo-pooing. Or was it talking about that yesterday or the day before? But he was really poo-pooing the notion of, like, having somebody protect you and if that really changes how a person is pitched, especially a person of the magnitude and the caliber of a Yordan Alvarez. I probably hear him on that, but I will say taking advantage of what that person ahead of him does is something that shows up. And I like the idea of Carlos Correa being immediately behind Yordan Alvarez as opposed to what we had at least the day before in Christian Walker, even though he has had an uptick, even his uptick in offense of late has him batting just above average.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather have a Carlos Correa who's looked really hot behind Yordan.
I think it protects you more in the early innings. You know, a lot of starting pitchers don't want to give up the big inning, so they might have to change the way their approach is. But either way, got the dub. Omar Lopez was stepping in for Joe Espada, so he ruined that day. You know, ruined that day for Joe Espada. What about you?
Do you think we ever find out what had Joe Espada ill or just like a general illness?
He was ill. Actually, I'm expecting Tommy John surgery.
Okay. That's not a bad joke. I can't even be mad at that. That's a pretty good joke in the context.
Joe Espada was out because he was ill. In about 4 weeks, he's going to be doing it in a rehab managing assignment.
I'm actually, it hurts me that was such a good joke. All right. What's something that getting sick ruined for you?
The most recent one was, how long have they been married now? 3 years, 2.5, 3 years? My son's engagement party. Everybody was so excited. My oldest son threw the party for him. It was at this restaurant down in the Midtown area. They got the special area. Everything's all set up, hors d'oeuvres, everything. So my wife and I were out all day. We stopped at Chipotle to eat and got to the engagement party about 6 o'clock, walked around, and all of a sudden you get that little
oh, stomach talk, start talking to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I looked at my wife. We weren't there for 15 minutes. I said, we need to go. She goes, what are you talking about? I said, no, we need to go now.
We need to go now.
Right now.
Now, woman.
Haven't had Chipotle since. All due respect. Except
all due respect.
Except for me. But haven't had it since. So that was one. There's been a few where, you know, obviously, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of these on the text board and YouTube, et cetera, you know, where maybe you partook a little bit too much.
That's right.
You know, one of those things. But I've never really missed anything that I can remember anyway. Yeah.
Ooh, do I want to tell that story?
I haven't felt
yet.
Great about it.
I'm trying to decide because there was definitely something where partaking too much in a particular way ruined a day in a large, large way. Some that are coming.
Well, now you got to say it.
Do I have to?
Yes. You know, that's a tease.
All right. I still haven't come to grips with this. I'm still dealing with this. But there was a day where I had a few events. It was definitely during a tournament because some of the guys at the station that I was working with were like, yo, let's go up to this restaurant. We're all going to watch the games together. And then a former coworker came up and I was like, yo, hadn't seen you in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he had these gummy worms.
Oh, Lord.
Of a particular type. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are in a public establishment. So he passed me one under the table. And I just popped this in my mouth without thinking, what's in this?
Oh, how you much popped of, in your
how much
the
of
whole thing?
How much of whatever's in this is in this? did not have any of those thoughts. So, you know, I'm going about my day. This is a day, and obviously if you listened to the Radiothon earlier, we auctioned off some dinners with, you know, various shows. I had one of those type situations later that day. And so, you know, after a little while, I'm like, yo, I got to head over there. Good hanging out with y'all. I get in the car. I'm driving to the dinner spot where we can, you know, meet with a fan and hang out with them. And as I'm getting there, I'm like, why do I feel this way?
I know why you felt that way.
Why do I feel this way? Because of that gummy.
Yeah.
And so I get there and, you know, my co-host is there, thankfully. And then the you know, listener is there and we're, you know, having a good time. We get seated and things start spinning for me, man. I'm feeling terrible. I have to put my head on the table. I do not divulge the reasons why. I'm just like not feeling well. I end up going to the bathroom to make myself better, feel better. And thankfully, my co-host is, you know, very, very, you know, friendly and everything. He could kind of hold things down. At some point, my phone starts ringing and I go, oh, yeah, I forgot that I agreed.
Oh, Lord, you had to go to the dinner?
No, I forgot that I was already at the dinner.
Oh.
In the dinner, my phone starts ringing. I forgot I agreed to do some radio, to do a radio hit. So I have to go out to the patio and do a radio hit. Under the influence of this gummy. And I've still not gone back to this day and listened to it. I have no idea if I did well, if I was coherent.
We're going to have to find this.
See, this is why I didn't want to share the story. Yeah.
We're going to have yes, to find this radio
it
hit.
It very much ruined my day because I'm like, that might have been terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The dinner was probably terrible.
They're still talking about
because
it.
Because I was not
remember that
myself.
Dude? That reminded me of something else. Figgy, remember one of the things I was most proud of in my life? In my life, I had never taken an official, quote, sick day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got what I felt was like COVID, obviously in 2020. And I told y'all, now I'll be here tomorrow. I called the next morning. I said, yeah, I ain't going to make it.
Ruined your streak.
My streak is over.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
From the 281, strep throat ruined a trip to the Amalfi Coast?
Oh, no.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Somebody said, I wonder why people take them if it makes you feel like that. I clearly took too much, 713. That was the moral of the story, is know how much you're supposed to take.
I kind of had a story like that. It wasn't a gummy. It was more of, a real edible.
Mm-hmm.
And salute to my niece up in Cleveland. She made some cookies. She made them herself.
Oh, salute? Are you sure?
No, I'm just saying salute. Hey, she's doing her thing. But it was a cookie, and I tried a little piece. I'm like, damn, this cookie good as heck. It was like a real good cookie to the point
I just kept eating.
Yeah, to the point I want her to make me those cookies without the marijuana that was in it. But I'm like, dang, this is good. Mm-hmm. I want to say about 30 minutes later, I forgot I even had it. I took it. But she had a little piece left. It was kind of a chunky piece. Mm-hmm. Like, anybody want it? Everybody was like being a little B about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, screw it, I'll take it. I'm just like, all right. Man, when I tell you I could not stop laughing, for some reason everything just kept making me laugh, and I'm talking about belly laughing.
Yeah.
Belly laughing, cheeks cramping up, eyes crying. I'm just like, man, I had like the biggest headache that night, man.
And they were laughing at you.
Yeah, I was just sitting there like, I'm sitting there like, why is you just standing there looking like that?
Oh, no.
It was like one of those laughing. Yeah, I wasn't paranoid, but it was just being stupid.
Yeah.
Somebody said food poisoning made me miss a 10 toes to Jesus session. That is, that might be the best euphemism that I've ever heard. For doing the deed.
Dude.
10 toes to Jesus?
Why have I never heard that?
That is incredible. I'm writing that down. I don't know how I'm going to use that or when I'm going to use that, but that is fantastic. Similarly, somebody said, first time having relations with a young lady. Got so nervous, I got sick. So, like, no food, no, just got nervous.
Did you say the chicken pox missed graduation?
See, that one, yeah, it definitely ruined that day for you. And I imagine high school graduation is probably more. It probably hits you more. But I always say that graduations are more for the folks.
Mm-hmm.
Like their parents, the grandparents, the aunts,
yeah,
the
uncles. Yeah, but you want to go. Well, most people want to go.
No, I know quite a few people that were like, yeah, I didn't even care about walking. And look, I'm not somebody who could tell you what to do. But I'm like, I'd encourage you to because it might not mean a ton to you.
Mm-hmm.
Them people that have seen you
through,
it probably means a lot to them just seeing you get to walk. So I always encourage people if you can walk. But of course. It's up to you, ultimately.
Yeah.
Someone said Seagram 7 playing three-man with 7-7 slammers. And I have no idea what that means, but that sounds wild.
Yeah.
I did tell y'all about the time that me and some of my friends wanted to do a chicken road trip of Texas on a day.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to hit up all the famous chicken spots in Texas in a single day.
And how
or at least
you get
a number
to?
Of them. We got to zero because the morning of when everybody's like, all right, meet up at this person's house. One of the guys was like, I'm sick. And so one of those great college things that you do in college, just like a random road trip because everybody's in college and you got a day off and who cares?
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
I ain't going to lie. I was scarred for a little bit. Y'all remember this when I had food poisoning and my wife, she cooked the food.
Oh,
and all of
right.
a sudden, I just didn't feel right.
Next time she made something.
Yeah. I was just like, man, I don't know about this. She was over there like, I ain't getting sick.
Wow. Like,
yeah, because she did have the same thing. But for some reason, I got sick. It was coming out of all ends, man.
Damn.
Front, back, side to side. Man, it was awful,
it's
man.
It's the worst. It's the absolute worst.
It kept me up all night, man. Just going to the bathroom just kept me up. I was on the toilet with a damn trash can right there, man. It was coming up. Man, it was bad. It took me a minute to kind of get comfortable back with her cooking.
I guess.
That's got to be the worst. Hey, like, it's one thing to be like, I'm not going to Chipotle no more. It's another thing to be like, hey, baby, you want to go out to eat? Yeah. Why? Yeah, no, just because.
I had that plate of food. I'm like, look over there. threw it right over my shoulder.
You know the thing about the food poisoning
thing? Give
this
to the dog.
You're better than most people because, like myself, I said, I don't know if I'm ever going back because it was that bad and it left that big of a mental scar. But you have no choice.
No, that's the worst because it's one thing if it's Applebee's or something.
Yeah.
You just never go to Applebee's.
Yeah.
No, it's your one and only. Like, and I'm not sitting there, Chef Boyardee.
I made you some homemade sushi.
I'm like, you need to, at this point, you need to cook this steak well done.
That seafood
just
is
to make
fresh.
Sure.
That seafood is fresh.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Still some great answers coming in. I might try and circle back around to a few of them. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL where are the unwritten rules in this particular case, do you agree with them? We'll talk about that more next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.